While Joe Biden is projected to be heading to the White House, President Trump has threatened legal action over the ballot counting in several swing states where Biden narrowly won. So could we be heading for a legal battle that puts today's results into question? For some legal analysis, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Rory Little, professor at UC Hastings College of the Law, who previously clerked at the Supreme Court. So give us your expert opinion.
Well, before I give you my opinion, let me just take a minute to celebrate the fact that Kamala Harris is a graduate of UC Hastings
Law
School, where I teach, 1989 class, and, you know, the first black woman to be in line for the presidency, and we're very proud of her. What do I think about these lawsuits? You know, so far we haven't seen anything with much substance to them. There is this idea that maybe Pennsylvania's later returned ballots or later received, let's say, ballots might be held up. But, you know, it looks like those aren't going to make a difference anyway. The other thing to keep in mind is that the media calls this for the president. But, you know, the official vote for the electors doesn't happen until December, and the inauguration is not until January 20th. And so, you know, until it's over completely, it's never completely over.
All right. So you think this will play out how? What is your feeling? Will President, he's apparently on the golf course right now. Maybe he'll just kind of stay there.
Yeah. We've always wished, you know, that he would play as much golf as possible the last 4 years. You know, I think these lawsuits will continue. He certainly got some lawyers lined up who feel very strongly about what's happened. I think if people start to look at the vote differences, they're going to see that some of these lawsuits can't possibly make a difference even if they were successful. You know, there will be efforts to get the Supreme Court to act in this, but there's no basis for the court acting right now. Justice Alito did issue a temporary stay yesterday just to segregate the ballots in Pennsylvania. But again, those ballots may not make a difference. Georgia still has to do a recount, and so we don't know what's going to happen there. There'll be a runoff for the senators from Georgia, so we don't know who's going to control the Senate. So there's still a lot up in the air.
All right, and now I want to circle back. You started by congratulating Kamala Harris, a graduate of UC Hastings. That's a big deal for a school, isn't it?
Well, it is a big deal. Now, let me just say, Kamala Harris has been a big deal for us for a while. I mean, she was elected DA in San Francisco. She was the elected attorney general for the state of California. I mean, Kamala Harris has not been hiding her light under a bushel. She's been a very talented, progressive force in the state of California for many years. But we're, you know, of course, happy not just for her, but for all of the graduates who come into our school, who are people of color, who have struggled, frankly, with difficult economic circumstances and go on to do really good things. So it is a little bit of a commercial for my school, but I'm very proud of Kamala and of what we've produced in our graduates overall.
All right. And this coming week, in a nutshell, what do you think will start happening with the president-elect and vice president-elect? What do they start doing, putting together a cabinet?
Well, yeah, they've already established a website for the transition. You know, tons of people will want jobs in the new administration. And there are lots of jobs to fill. I mean, there will be a very large turnover, I believe, in the executive branch. There'll be people put in charge of selecting U.S. attorneys around the country. There will be people to start screening judges for vacancies that are bound to happen. But I do think we are going to have some action between now and January 20th, which is going to make us all a little nervous in terms of, you know, the president still has power between now and January 20th. The Senate is still pro-Republican, so there may be legislative action between now and then, as well as executive branch action. So we have to be cautious and we have to be careful. But there will be a large transition, and it's already begun.
All right. And do you have any guesses on who will be replacing Senator Harris?
Oh, boy, that's a big one. You know, Governor Newsom has already said it's not a decision he's looking forward to making because there are so many good qualified people and you can only appoint one. So you make more enemies than you make friends. So I wouldn't even begin to guess at that. One would imagine that he would look for the same diversity that Kamala has brought to that position and somebody who, you know, has enough sort of stature and character to really be a force in the U.S. Senate, because our Senate vote really matters there. Dianne Feinstein, in my opinion, has done a great job, but we need a younger, aggressive voice in there as well.
All right, and we're running super short on time, but say a few words about the Department of Justice, where you think it might shift to.
Well, you know, it's been pretty remarkable that the Attorney General, Bill Barr, has not said a word over the last week, and I think he figured out that he better just stay out of it. The Department of Justice will see a very large turnover, I think, very quickly. There'll be obviously a new Attorney General, but there'll be a lot of Deputy Attorney Generals and Associate and Assistant Attorney Generals appointed down the line. And the Department of Justice will start enforcing the civil rights laws in a way that they haven't for 4 years, and start enforcing other laws and roll back things like the attack on DACA. DACA will be preserved, presumably, under or even a better legislative solution will be achieved. So the immigration, civil rights context, all those contexts that we've sort of been unhappy about the last few years are going to change.
All right. Rory Little, professor, UC Hastings College of the Law, thank you for joining us.